Rob Beale, Managing Partner of Morris Owen. Rob, thanks for coming on the show.
Good to speak to you.
One of the key things that the government have been talking about is nationalisation. They've talked about that with the rail companies. They've talked about that with power and energy. What does nationalisation mean?
Basically means that the government or the people owns that entity or owns that sector and therefore makes the provision and runs that business.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I guess if you go back to sort of the 1980s, that we went through the Thatcher period of privatisation, which was taking nationalised businesses, which were felt to be not running efficiently, not being profit motivated, not being encouraged to be effective in terms of how they ran. And the logic of privatisation was that competition would sort the market out. Competition would make things more effective because they had to compete in order to survive. And I guess if you look at it from your ivory tower and say, what's the difference between the two? You can see the logic of that. If you look, for example, at some of the industries that were privatised, the water industry is a classic one. What we've seen over time is increased borrowings in order to pay more money out to shareholders. And as a result of that, the infrastructure has suffered. And we have the position that we're currently in. And you sort of say, well, if that's what privatisation brings, perhaps nationalisation is the right way to go, because you're then looking at the long-term benefit of the industry as opposed to just trying to get money today in order to pay out shareholders.
Yeah, particularly the essential services. And of course, in the uncertain world we're living at the moment, national security is an issue which it probably hasn't been for many years, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
If things are nationalised, what's the impact on that business, for want of a better word? For example, if you know, where we are, Thames Water in trouble, borrowing, if, for example, that was nationalised, what would be the impact of that, Rob?
Well, I guess looking at it from different perspectives, first of all, you've got the existing shareholders that will need to be bought out, yeah, which may be at a sensible price or it may be a false purchase at a reduced price. You've then got the government picks up the problem child, if I can put it like that. It picks up all the debt and it's got to deal with all of that side of things. And then it's got to deal with trying to resolve those issues and those problems looking forwards. And the question is, you know, when is an entity run better? Is it run better through private ownership? Or historically, have we seen that government ownership runs things in a more efficient way? And you sort of very often go, not necessarily convinced that that does achieve that aim.
Indeed, yeah. And would there be an impact on pension funds?
Not normally, because normally everything to do with pensions is protected, and therefore part and parcel of any transaction is that those are protected where they are today. But, you know, that's not to say that that's going to be the case always going forward. And I'm sure that pension funds, especially if it's defined benefit pots, will need a lot of looking at as part and parcel of any nationalisation.
That's very interesting. Rob Beale, thank you very much.
Thanks.